Look, Catherine, everybody knows that politics is a big business, it's a tough business. I withdrew, as you know, at the start of the convention last evening on foot of the directive, which I was informed about that we would be selecting one candidate, which meant it extremely difficult to be added to the ticket at last night's convention. So, look, we'll see what happens now. One candidate has been selected. I suppose I'm disappointed in one way. But as I say, politics is a tough sport. And everybody that knows me knows I'm extremely passionate about this constituency, Sligo, Leitrim, South Donegal, and also our communities across the counties. So look, we will see now what happens. It's a matter for the National Executive whether they're going to add a candidate or not. But I laid out where I stand on many issues last night in front of a packed room in the Clayton Hotel, and I have to say that our party is in a very good place. We had a packed convention, a very positive atmosphere. I think Simon Harris has given the party a new lift, a new level of positivity, and we see from the polls at the weekend we are in a very good place. And I think the delegates that showed up last night, former elected representatives, current elected representative across the constituency, party members, family members, and there was a great energy in the room. And look, I got elected to Sligo County Council in 2019 on my first outing. I was added to the general election ticket 6 weeks before the general election day following the withdrawal of our candidate, and polled within 500 votes of our sitting TD. And we know in the last few months I topped the poll in the recent Sligo Drum 5th election, getting the highest vote across the constituency of all parties bar none. So that's where I'm at. We have a lot of work to do in this constituency, and there's a lot of projects that matter to me, projects like the N17 and the N59, the N15, and we have to get our fair share of the national pot in terms of large-scale capital infrastructure projects, more investment in the hospital and in mental health services, and the construction of a new Garda headquarters. And, you know, there's a lot of issues that we have to deal with over the next Dáil term. I would like to have my voice in Dáil Éireann to work on those many projects, just a few that I've outlined. But look, politics, again, I say it's a really tough business. In football, you get to draw a match or go to extra time. In politics, there's no draws and there's no extra time. And just last night wasn't my night.
Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, does, though, you would have to agree, a youth-driven outlook. Is it not a bit surprising that this approach has been taken in the Sligo Leitrim constituency, or, as you have alluded to, maybe not all is lost, maybe a second candidate may be added to the party ticket here down the line?
Yeah, look, and that's a matter for our National Executive now. Last night, the delegates were asked to select one candidate, and which meant the result was merely decided before last night's convention. So, look, we, as I say, it's a matter for National Executive and our strategists within headquarters. We will see what happens. It's a four-seater. We know it's Sligo, Leitrim, South Donegal now. North Roscommon piece has been removed. So, look, I'm going to continue my work in Sligo County Council. I have been given a very strong mandate in Sligo Drumcliff to continue the work I have been doing.